Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin. You know, I've noted for the past few years that my conversations with bankers prior to speeches have become increasingly familiar. When I ask which subjects and topics they are most interested in having me address, some version of dealing with change almost always gets mentioned. I do suppose the speed of change in the banking industry is increasing. When addressing financial institutions, however, I remind them that while the rate of change has increased, the rate at which we're told we are doomed if we don't change everything immediately has increased even faster. I sort of compare it to the social media phenomenon. As individuals, we often feel pressured to live up to the highlight reels others project on social media. Everyone appears so smart and happy and successful. I argue that business leaders also feel increasingly pressured by whatever new strategy or move their competition is aggressively promoting. Of course, the competition's new strategic moves are adroitly planned, brilliant, and a direct response to customer demand. Hey, what else would you expect them to say? Throw in bold predictions about what millennials or Gen Zers may or may not want, and many bank leaders reach for the antacids. Branches are visited far less by customers than in past years and must be phased out. No. Branches are a critical part of an omni-channel offering that customers demand. No. Branches are needed, but hey, not the formats we presently offer. I frequently suggest that from institution to institution, each of those things may be true. Two competitors in the same market can be making moves that seem incongruent and yet make sense for each institution. Some financial institutions are shuttering branches in certain markets, while others look to add or refurbish and recommit to branches in those same markets. One institution decides that small branches with increased self-service technology are the key. Another chooses to provide branches with community rooms for meetings, sitting areas, and free Wi-Fi to customers and non-customers alike. Some institutions are finding that in-store locations are far and away their most effective channel in acquiring new households and extending their banking hours on weekday evenings and weekends. In a copycat, homogenous industry, that phenomenon wouldn't make sense. The point I attempt to remind bankers of is that banking is not homogenous. All may operate in a similar economic environment and play by the same rules. The idea that there is one strategy for ultimate success, however, is, well, silly. An admittedly not perfect but useful analogy I often reference is the restaurant industry. There tends to be even more restaurants in most U.S. cities and towns than banks or credit unions. All are in the same general business. They all must follow the same zoning requirements, health codes, and labor laws. Some are parts of large restaurant chains with identical menus, layouts, and product offerings at hundreds of comparable locations across the country. Others are sole operators, or smaller chains with more individuality, local ties, and diverse menus. They are in the same industry, with noticeably different strategies, and the focused, well-run operations succeed. At the same time, inefficient and poorly managed operations fail, regardless of how great and well thought out their strategies. The most beneficial thing we can take with us into the banking battles of tomorrow are satisfied and happy customers and members today. Customers and members who are with you now are with you for a reason. You might have the most branch locations. Maybe you have the deepest local ties and community involvement. Perhaps your teams are appreciably more engaged and focused on delivering superior customer service. Maybe you're smack dab in the middle of their favorite grocery store and they actually get to see you each week. Strive to become even better in areas, services, and offerings you are exceptional at now. New technologies, branch designs, and banking strategies will continue to evolve and be adopted into the industry. The teams that are most focused on executing and creating superior customer service today will be the ones most successful in executing on whatever comes next. Be exceptional at how you serve customers and members now. They will be far more likely to stick with you through the changes you make or don't tomorrow. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.